While statistically women are predominantly the victims of domestic violence and men are typically the perpetrators, there are male victims who fall through the cracks and don't know how or where to get help. A former Adelaide Hills social worker is joining forces with Murray Bridges Divina Centre to offer a regular support group for men experiencing abuse and violence. It's starting this Saturday. Patrick Hankin is his name. He joins me now in studio alongside Divina Secretary Val Brendler. Welcome, Patrick and Val.
Thank you very much.
So Divina stands for Domestic Violence is Never Acceptable. Patrick, how did you come to join forces with this new service?
I set up a mental health support page and just through the power of social networking, Divina contacted me and it's just expanded from there and I became very excited with the whole concept of what they were doing. I just love it. It's the whole idea. It's given me a new lease of life.
Yeah, because you're retired now.
I'm retired.
But you spent many, many years as a social worker working with all sorts of people from different backgrounds.
To me, it's exciting and it's trying to fill a gap. It's just a chasm, not a gap. Support for domestic violence is a gap in our society anyway. In the budget last year, the federal government ripped out $41 million, I think, from domestic violence services for Aboriginal people. I'm fairly sure that they would have ripped out a heap for other domestic violence services. And domestic violence services for men have always been put right back at the end of the queue. There's a whole heap of reasons for that. But a lot of the time it's because people don't recognise that men are victims of domestic violence.
Is it often a suffering in silence sort of
Very much thing? So. Suffer in silence. Men have a certain degree of blame for it, maybe, because the whole ethos of being a man is that you do suffer in silence. You don't complain. If you do complain, you're not a man. It's been a massive disservice for men seeking help.
And a lot of the time, a lot of the perpetrators are men as well. And part of that potentially could be the way in which there's sort of a lack of being able to communicate and express emotions other than anger, right?
Yeah. And domestic violence is not just being hit and bashed. There's emotional violence. There's psychological. There's financial violence. Any description of violence can be applied. In one of the groups that I'm in, there's a lot of posts by men there who are deprived from seeing their kids because that's the way it is. You know, and they see that as a form of domestic violence. They're crying out for help.
Val, we had you in studio about 6 weeks ago with Millie ahead of the launch of Divina's Centre. Quite a challenging time during COVID, but how's it all going so far?
Very, very well. We've had a wonderful response from the community. Many people coming in to see the centre, very willing to sponsor what we're about. And we're soon to put up clearly in writing on the walls just exactly what we're doing. We're trying to fill the gaps in. Centre Care does a wonderful job with their direct specialist service and OC Care and the Salvation Army. But we could see from our experience on the DV collaboration of Murray Bridge that there were gaps, particularly with the men's abuse sufferers, as Patrick has clearly described. We've wanted to form a group ourselves for many years and we're just absolutely delighted that Patrick, with all his experience, is willing to be committed and passionate about forming a group for men that can come forward on a weekend and talk with him and share with others. That sharing bond, I believe, is going to be very important for them to develop so they feel that they're not alone in their suffering. Divina itself is now going to try and establish a therapy centre as well to try and fill a gap with therapists in the area in a separate building. We've also got two support accommodation houses which people can apply at the centre to come in for. But we also encourage people to drop in, particularly on weekends now. We're open on Saturdays and Sundays.
Because you're provide... an op shop as well, aren't you?
Yes, at the op shop, the Blue Op Shop on Standen Street, just behind the Chinese restaurant there, so that if the safety hub down at the community centre is not open or you're dropping in perhaps during the weekend when things happen really badly, then we will always make referrals to those services. We'll help you immediately with any service that you need. And we've also got food bank vouchers after you've been assessed
great.
For that.
Yeah, yes. Excellent.
So please drop in and we'll do everything we can to support you.
Patrick Hankin and Val Brendler are with me. They're starting the Murraylands First Men's DV Support Group. It's coming up this Saturday. Tell us about it, Patrick, and how people can get in touch and be a part of it.
We've set up a Facebook page. It's called Murraylands Men's DV Support. It'll be men talking about what's going on in their lives. I take the view that as a group, we can provide support and assistance to each other. No one individual, least of all me, has the answers to the world's problems. I don't. So it's the collective brains, it's the collective thinking of people putting together. The support group will take the format of what's been happening in the last week. What are the triggers that have affected you? How have you dealt with the triggers? What's been happening? What are the strategies that you can use to help you work through those triggers and work to something which is going to be better for you rather than just sitting back and taking it all? It's all I'm there is basically just like a set of trainer wheels on a kid's bike.
Yeah, and you're sort of empowering the person.
Yeah, that's all I am. There's a set of trainer wheels on the bike, and hopefully everyone there will learn how to ride their own bike. I don't need to be the trainer wheels because they're riding it and powering it, and their direction is all theirs, and they know what they need to do. It's just being able for them to put it together a little bit, and away they go.
It must make a big difference for someone to reach out and ask for help.
That's the hardest part. Making that step, that is the hardest part. And I know in my own life I've had difficulty in reaching out, but once you make that step, there's heaps there that goes for you.
Great. So we can find you Murraylands Men's DV Support. What about other ways that we can get in touch, or any men that want to join the group this Saturday, how they can find out about it if maybe they don't have the internet or something like that?
Through the Divina Centre, that they can contact the phone numbers, which is 0885134131. And they'll put you in touch. They'll connect you up.
Just lastly, Val, I understand that you're looking to start a writing therapy group as well. That sounds like a good idea.
Yes. There's many plans that where we wish to do things. So anybody, men or women, who wish to be part of a writing therapy group, which is mainly writing about their own experiences, but putting some structure to it, which often helps you work through your own experience as well, please contact that same phone number, 8513431. I intend, as a former English teacher and mental health nurse, I wish to run a group during an afternoon on a weekday before children come out of school to make it possible for anybody that would be willing to join in at the centre, the Blue Shop at number 21 Standen Street, Murray Bridge.
And you can help all victims of domestic violence as well, can't you?
Yes. But I wish to emphasise the point that we are just a front service, the specialist service that most women will need to contact for more specialist effective help is centre care.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join me in the studio today and telling us about this great new initiative.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.